Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to do a podcast focused on scaling your business. And I know technically all of the shows that I do are focused on scaling your business, but I want to specifically map out today the journey of a solopreneur. I want to speak about moving from solopreneur to true business. Now, when I first started thinking about what to speak about today, I was thinking about how to do this for a more generalized entrepreneur. So if you're building a software company or if you're building a consumer goods company, but I think the people that struggle from solopreneurship the most out of all types of businesses are service-based businesses. So it could be somebody with a particular skill set, could be somebody in the trades, it could be somebody who is a solopreneur trying to do marketing or social media management for businesses. These are all services. And I think service-based businesses have the highest chance of being stuck in solopreneurship mode. Now, when you are a solopreneur, if you're building a service-based business or otherwise, entrepreneurship is this siren song. It sort of lures us in with the promise of autonomy and freedom and unlimited upside. The idea is that you build something from nothing and it's entirely fueled by grit and caffeine and this unshakable belief in your vision. But what happens in all businesses, but especially in service-based businesses, because in a lot of other kinds of businesses, software, consumer goods, and a million and one other industries, the scale can take care of itself if you're good at what you do. So for example, if you find product market fit for a software company, users will start to buy your product or service and you have to scale with them. If you sell something like Liquid Death, water that just takes off and people are buying from your site, people are going to buy and you have to keep up with your customer base. But service-based businesses start trading their time for money. If you're not careful, you can get stuck in this loop. So I want to paint a picture of how to get out of this loop as soon as possible. And then also just there's going to be some advice at the end of this podcast that just pertains to any business owner and leader and entrepreneur. But what happens when you buy into this entrepreneurial idea as you start your business, and then especially in service-based businesses, your calendar explodes, your inbox becomes a black hole, and the idea of intoxicating freedom that you originally bought into, this is why you became an entrepreneur, starts to feel a lot like a gilded cage. So you're making some good money, but you're working more than you've ever worked before. Now, if this sounds familiar, you're not alone. A lot of solopreneurs, entrepreneurs find themselves at this inflection point. They stare down the daunting process of scaling their business or their service-based business. And it's thrilling, it's terrifying, it's usually a very lonely journey, but I'm here to tell you that it is a journey worth taking. So today, let's talk about the nitty-gritty of scaling your service-based business, the mindset shifts, the strategic moves, and some tactical tools that really help you go from solopreneur to CEO. So first, let's talk about the scaling mindset. Scaling isn't just about doing more. It's about being more. It's about evolving your mindset from the relentless hustle of a solopreneur, that of a strategic vision of a leader. Here's the truth. You can't scale your business without scaling yourself. That means letting go of the idea that you need to do it all yourself. It means embracing the uncomfortable reality that your business will outgrow you if you don't evolve. So how do you make this shift? First, you have to embrace the long game. Scaling is a marathon, not a sprint. It requires patience, resilience, and a willingness to play the long game. Focus on impact, not ego. Your business isn't an extension of your identity. It's a vehicle for impact. When you focus on the value you create, not the size of your ego, this is how you win. And invest in yourself. You are your business's most valuable asset. You need to invest in your personal growth, leadership skills, and mental well-being. There's a lot that we could go into, but today I just want you to embrace these mindset shifts. This is the foundation upon which your empire will be built. The second thing you have to consider is how to build a dream team. Scaling your business means building a team that shares your vision, complements your strengths, and can execute your strategy. But hiring is hard. It's time consuming, it's expensive, and it is fraught with risk. So how do you build a dream team that propels your business to the next level? Hire for culture fit. Skills can be taught. Values are ingrained. Hire people who align and add to the company's culture and value. Delegate with intention. Identify your zone of genius and delegate the rest. Trust your team to execute and empower them to make decisions. And invest in training and development. Your team is your greatest asset. Invest in their growth and their development, and they will reward you with loyalty and exceptional performance. Remember, building a great team is like assembling the Avengers. You need the right mix of superpowers to save the world, or at least, you know, dominate your market. Next thought, systems set you free. Scaling a service business isn't just about hiring more people. It's about creating systems and processes that streamline your operations, improve efficiency, and free up your time for strategic thinking. But let's be real, systems can feel like a soul-sucking buzzword. So how do you create systems that actually work? Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire business overnight. Start by identifying your biggest pain points and create systems to address them. Document everything. Create clear, concise documentation for all of your processes. This will make it easier to train new team members and ensure consistency. And embrace technology. There are countless tools and platforms that can automate your workflows and streamline your operations. Find the ones that work best for you. Remember, systems are the backbone of any scalable business. They're the invincible force that allows you to deliver consistent quality at scale. And the last thing I want you to think about just to kick this off is pricing for growth. Pricing is one of the most powerful levers you have to drive the growth of your business, but it's also one of the most misunderstood. So how do you price your services for maximum impact? First, focus on value, not cost. Your prices should reflect the value you create for your clients, not the cost of your time. Don't undercharge. Undercharging is a recipe for burnout and resentment. Charge what you're worth and don't be afraid to raise your prices as you gain experience and expertise. And experiment with different pricing models. So I've done past podcasts on pricing models. There are countless pricing models to choose from. Hourly, project-based, value-based, retainer. Experiment to find the ones that work best for you and your clients. Remember, pricing is a strategic decision, not a tactical one. So it's about aligning your financial goals with your value proposition. So let's move to part two of scaling your service-based business. We dove into the mindset shifts required to scale your business. We've explored the importance of embracing the long game, focusing on impact over ego, investing in yourself. We also spoke about the art of building a dream team, creating systems that set you free, and pricing your services for growth. But the journey doesn't end there. We're going to go deeper. Talk about delegation, power of scalable culture, and financial levers that will take your business to the next level. So delegation. Delegation is not just about offloading tasks. It is about empowering your team, fostering growth, and creating a sustainable business model. But let's face it, delegation can be tough. It requires trust, communication, and a willingness to let go of control. So how do you master the art of delegation? Identify your non-negotiables. What are the tasks that only you can do? Focus on those and delegate the rest. Choose the right people. Don't just delegate to anyone. Choose team members who have the skills, experience, and motivation to succeed. Set clear expectations. Define the desired outcome, the timeline, and the resources available. Then get out of the way and let your team do their thing. Provide feedback and support. Check in regularly. Offer guidance. Celebrate wins. Remember, delegation is a two-way street. Delegation is never a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It's the key to unlocking your team's potential and scaling your business beyond your wildest dream. Next point, building a scalable culture. So culture is not just about perks and parties. It's about shared values, beliefs, and behaviors that really define your company. A strong culture can be your greatest asset. It can attract top talent. It can foster innovation. It can drive performance. This is how you build a culture that scales. You want to define your values. So what are the core principles that guide your business? You want to make sure your values are reflected in your hiring practices, your decision-making, and your day-to-day interactions. You want to communicate your vision. What is the big picture? What are you trying to achieve? Make sure your team understands the why behind that. You want to empower your employees. Give your team the autonomy, resources, and support they need to do their best work. And you want to celebrate successes. So recognize and reward individuals and team achievement. This fosters a positive and motivating work environment. Remember, culture is a living, breathing thing. It evolves as your business grows. So stay vigilant, adapt as needed, and never stop investing in your people. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. And the last thing I want you to think about for advanced topics would be financial levers for growth beyond just revenue and profit. Because scaling your business isn't just about making more money. It's about understanding the financial levers that drive growth and use them to your advantage. But financial management can be a little bit intimidating. So this is what you really have to focus on. Cash flow is king. Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business. Make sure you have enough cash on hand, cover your expenses, invest in growth, and weather unexpected unexpected storms. Pricing for profit. Your pricing strategy should be aligned with your financial goals. You want to become profitable. Don't be afraid to experiment with different pricing models like I just mentioned and find what works best for you. Manage your expenses. Keep a close eye on your expenses and look for ways to cut costs without sacrificing quality. And lastly, invest in growth. Don't be afraid to reinvest your profits in your business. This could mean hiring new team members, expanding your marketing efforts, or developing new products or services. Remember, financial management isn't just about numbers. It's about making strategic decisions that will help position your business for long-term success. Now, after you have gone through part one and part two, we are now in part three of scaling your business beyond yourself. We've covered mindset shifts. We've covered delegation. We've covered financial levers. I know that we're doing a lot. This is a generalized framework. And you know that if you want to get into the nitty gritty of each and every single one of these topics, there are podcasts that cover each one of these things in detail. But again, this is for the solopreneur that wants a generalized idea of how to scale themselves. So part three, let's talk about strategic partnerships, customer centricity, and mental fortitude. Partnerships. In the world of business, collaboration can be a very powerful force. Strategic partnerships can open doors to new markets, expand your reach, accelerate growth, but you have to forge the right alliances, and this requires more than just a handshake agreement. So how do you build these ideal partnerships? And also, you'll notice before I go into this section, you know that I structured these topics in a very specific way. So you are not supposed to be looking at partnerships before you get all the other stuff in order. Of course, things are dynamic, businesses are fluid, but you want to make sure that you get stage one and stage two under wraps and locked in and at least addressed before you start worrying about things like partnerships. Anyway, partnership. Identify your ideal partner who complements your strengths as a business, who shares your target audience, who can offer something you can't. You have to build relationships. I know it's tough. It's not sexy. Go out there. Be a human. Don't just pitch partnership idea. You want to invest time in getting to know these people. Build trust. Understand their needs. You want to create a win-win proposition. A successful partnership is mutually beneficial. Make sure both parties have a clear understanding of the value exchange. And lastly, again, we are humans doing business with other humans. Communicate and collaborate. Open communication is key to any successful partnership. Set clear expectations, establish regular check-ins, and be willing to adapt as needed. Partnerships aren't just about what you can get. They're about what you can create together. Next, customer centricity. Your customers are the lifeblood of your business. Their needs, their wants, their desires should be at the center of everything you do. Customer centricity isn't just a buzzword. It's a mindset, a strategy, and a commitment to deliver exceptional experiences at every touch point. So how do you put your customers at the heart of your growth strategy? Listen to your customers. Actively seek feedback. Conduct surveys and engage in social listening. Understand their pain points. What problems are your customers trying to solve? How can you help them achieve their goals? Personalize your approach. Don't treat your customers like numbers. Tailor your messaging, your products, and your services to their individual needs. And always, always, always exceed expectations. Go above and beyond and deliver exceptional service. This creates loyal customers who will become your biggest advocates. Customer centricity isn't just about making sales. It's about building lasting relationships that will drive your business forward for years to come. And lastly, after you have gone through the process of doing all of these things for your business, we're going to come full circle and speak about the mindset required to now take your business to the next level. There was mindset required to get you thinking in the right way when you first started, but now there is going to be additional mindset required to help you continue to grow and scale your business. Because building a business is scary. It's not for the faint of heart. It is a roller coaster ride of highs and lows and triumphs and setbacks. It requires grit, resilience, and honestly, a little dash of crazy. So what is this advanced scaling entrepreneur mindset? First, you have to embrace the unknown. Scaling is a journey into uncharted territory. So be prepared for the unexpected and embrace the uncertainty. You have to learn from failure. Failure is inevitable. Do not let it discourage you. Instead, use it as a learning opportunity to grow and improve. Surround yourself with support. Scaling can be lonely. Build a network of mentors, advisors, and fellow entrepreneurs who can offer guidance, support, and a much needed dose of perspective. And as always, celebrate your wins. Scaling is hard. Don't be afraid to celebrate your wins. This keeps you motivated. It reminds you why you started this journey in the first place. Scaling is always going to be a marathon. It's never a sprint. It requires that endurance, that perseverance, and a relentless belief in your vision. Now, let's bring it all home with a couple last thoughts. This is it. This is the final chapter in our scaling saga. We've sort of journeyed through mindset shifts, team building, systems, financials, partnerships, customer centricity. We spoke spoken about grit and resilience that's required to navigate the turbulent nature of business and entrepreneurship. So if you've gotten this far in your business, then you start to turn your gaze towards the horizon. Contemplate the legacy that we'll leave behind and the question of what's next after we've built this incredible business. So a few ideas and thoughts. First, exit strategies. Scaling a business isn't just about growth for growth's sake. It's about creating value. Value for your customers, your team, and for yourself. And one day, you might decide to realize that value through an exit. But exiting a business isn't a simple transaction. It's relatively complex. It requires some planning, strategic thinking, and a deep understanding of your option. So again, I don't want to oversimplify these. Each one of these could be a separate podcast and probably a separate six-month university course. But the point is, I just want you to make yourself aware of these topics. So different exit paths you can take. Mergers and acquisitions. Joining forces with another company can offer you a fast track to growth, access new markets, and it could be a pretty lucrative payday, but it also means relinquishing control or potentially sacrificing your company culture. Initial public offering. Going public can unlock massive capital, increase brand awareness, and create liquidity for your shares, but it also means increased scrutiny, regulatory compliance, and the pressure to deliver consistent results. Private equity investment. Partnering with a private equity firm can provide the capital and the expertise needed to accelerate growth, but of course, it means sharing ownership and potentially sacrificing some autonomy. And lastly, management buyout, an MBO. Selling your business to your management team can ensure continuity and preserve your legacy, but it also requires careful financial planning and a strong succession plan. There's no one-size-fits-all exit strategy. The best path for you will depend on your goals, your risk tolerance, and market conditions, but it doesn't hurt when you're starting to build something. Think about what do you want in the future? And after you've sold your business, you have to think about what's next. Because if you're the kind of person that likes to build something, you're going to be wondering what's next after you sell. Any of the types of sales that I mentioned and all the ones that I even didn't mention, you're going to have a payday of some sort. And it could be good. It could be maybe less than good if you dilute yourself or if you sell a little bit early, or maybe it's more money than you'll ever know what to do with. But the point is, you'll still want to know what to do after. So you can decide to, for example, start a new business, explore a new industry, tackle a new challenge. You can take on mentorship and advising. You can help people with your knowledge and your experience, help a new generation of entrepreneurs. You can be philanthropic. You can invest. You can use your wealth and your influence to make a positive impact on the world. Remember, the possibilities are endless. So building a business is worth it. Figure out how to scale beyond yourself. Don't be afraid to dream big, take risks, and please just embrace the unknown. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, the Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to the Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, the Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.